What's up? Welcome back to Male Models, the hottest pod in the pod game.
What's up? Welcome back to Male Models, the hottest pod in the pod game.
Are you wondering why I told you to close your eyes before I came in?
Not really, not anymore with you.
Why?
Because it's a constant thing.
Really?
Yeah, it's like your generation. Ooh, what is this, a surprise thing? What, are we clickbaiting our lives?
I'm going to lift something up from under the table.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm glad we're going to have audio evidence of this just for further litigation. Wow, you got another one?
I got another dog.
Hold on, let me take my Allegra. You did not tell me a dog was going to be here, and I have full allergies, my boy.
No, it's human hair. She's fine.
Yeah, they say that, but all dogs have dander. Hey, that could be in the new Pixar movie.
All dogs have dander?
Yeah, it's just, like, really sweet, like, service dogs and, like, very Jewish-y tweens. Could you imagine, like, a little Jewish-y version of the kid in Up? Or, like, surrounded by a bunch of dogs being like, I love you, Fido. Achoo!
Do you want to hold her?
Yeah, hold on. I carry Zyrtec with me. Hold on.
Oh, you really do, huh?
Yeah, let me take my Claritin.
I don't know why. Oh, my God. That's a lot.
No. This is just so I carry kind of like if I was an active drug addict.
Right.
This would be some like Hunter S. Thompson Fear and Loathing shit. Why don't you tell the people how many pills?
I'm seeing 6 different types and a total of 40. And that little blue one is actually the scariest one. The one that has like a little skull on it.
Let me walk you through, my boy, and don't let your dog eat any of these. It'll kill him. Okay, so I carry a small, like, ibuprofen bottle that would hold maybe 24 pills. CVS brand. You know, your boy's a generic king.
Do you?
Yeah, baby.
Why don't you splurge?
Go name brand?
Yeah, why not?
For what?
You're probably getting better stuff.
It's a ripoff. I'm going to walk you through. Okay.
How much are you really saving to put in your body?
Plenty.
You're a multimillionaire.
Say it again. It sounds so good.
Stroke it a little harder.
I love the sound of that. Eight fingers.
Okay. What's in your pill cocktail?
Let me walk you through. Sometimes I worry that I'll get pulled over and that a cop will open this and they'll take me to jail. And I'll be like, guys, it's just like my allergy meds.
You know what's crazy? This is a 1.8-pound dog, and you have yet to try and hold her at all.
Well, no, because, first of all, you've walked us into a great bit, so good on you. And secondly, I need to take my meds. They have to take effect first.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm going to be a hive Harry over here.
Okay.
So these orange ones, and some people might say, how do you recognize them? I'm like, this is very clear. So these brownish ones that are obviously knockoff Advil.
Dude, if I was sitting next to you on a plane and you pulled this out, I'd have to call, like, TSA.
The air marshal.
Yeah, someone would need to take you down.
And I'd be like, I am the air marshal. Air Marshal Scott Turner of Turner & Hooch.
And here's Hooch.
Very canceled. So these brown ones are Advil, ibuprofen. These long oblong white ones, yeah, I know the word oblong. These are Tylenol. Extra strength.
When these pills expire, do you throw them out, or are you the kind of guy to go a few extra months?
I think expirations are just suggestions.
Guidelines.
Yeah.
It's just, I agree. Like,
if you can.
I agree. Same with meat. If meat expires on the 17th, I'll have it till the 22nd.
Really? 5 days? Or are you just saying that for the bit?
No, I'm for real.
I'm a little more scared with meat. I'd be very scared with chicken.
I'd be scared with fish.
Hmm.
Red meat, I think, is fine.
Okay, so we have the acetaminophen, the ibuprofen, these little pink guys, clearly Benadryl, you never know. That's if it's really bad. That's like if I touched the dog and I didn't realize I hadn't taken my Zyrtec, that's really bad.
That's, you need the Benadryl, okay.
But if there's anyone with a peanut allergy in a restaurant and they start freaking out, hey, over here, don't need to call a doctor. We've got a Josh Peck here with his Jewishy pill case.
It's so funny because I don't know any of these pills. Okay. And I don't take any of them.
Now, these smaller ones, these are Zyrtec. That's my... I like an Allegra or a Zyrtec for my allergy needs.
What's the green and white one, the big, big one?
Let me explain. In Canada...
I create my own, actually. I actually melt down the Zyrtec.
I'm working on my own analgesic. Hey, everyone's got to have merch. Some people do shirts.
I do pills.
I do anti-inflammatories. Okay.
Can you just get to the blue one? What's the blue one?
That's,
that one's a Tic Tac.
That one's ketamine. That one is Mentos. The blue one is a Nexium, Prilosec. It's a stomach med.
I could picture you having another bottle, but it's different gummies. You're like, this one I got my Skittles. Here's my M&Ms.
No, but I thought you were going to go Tums.
Oh.
I'm a Tums man through and through.
Are you? Because they taste like candy?
And they work. Hold on. Hold on. Let me take my Zyrtec because I really want to hold that dog. Yum. Goes down smooth.
How long until you can hold this dog now?
Right now.
Really?
Yeah, because I think just like, I can't believe that dog's still here. It hasn't said anything.
Got it.
Contribute.
It's a pound and a half Yorkie. She's really tiny and small and cute. Oh, Josh is holding her.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing? He's so cute. I rescued you from Uncle Joe's. What are you doing? She's licking me.
Yeah, she's cute. She loves you. Aw. Yorkies are so cute.
Yorkies are the cutest. I love little dogs.
Me too. And she's going to be at like 4 pounds.
Yeah, like my wife comes from a family of like butch dog owners with like terriers and like, you know, Labradors, retrievers and whatnot. But me, I like a little lap dog.
You're a tiny little guy.
I like a little white dog. That's what I like.
Oh, like yeah. Your mom.
Wow, this is it. I'm imprinting on her. That's it. You might never let me see her again. Doesn't matter. I am in. She's going to feel totally abandoned if she never sees me again.
Do you want to go use your pee-pee pad so that she really gets familiar with your scent?
You know, I'm on cholesterol medication now. And I find it's making me pee a lot. And I'm going to need a car bathroom. Because I literally, the other day...
A car bathroom?
Yeah, like I'm going to need something built into my car.
Like a Pimp My Ride type bathroom.
Yeah. Because I literally, in Los Angeles, California, with my son in the car, asleep, which is the worst, because if you have to pee when he's asleep, you're literally like, I'm going to pull the car over at a Target, I'm going to wake him up, ruin his nap, and then I'm going to have to go into a Target and like talk to people that would shop at Target.
And what do you do with him when you're going to poop? Is he sitting in the stall with you?
Yeah, and it's always awful. It's always awful. And I remember early on, I'm like, I'll never do that in front of my kid.
Yeah.
You break that rule within weeks of them being able to see you. It's so awful. So I just put on TikTok.
Oh, for him?
Yeah, dude perfect TikToks.
And he just
like,
goes through it.
Trick shots, yeah. And it's like literally the crack of his life because he never gets TikTok any other time but when dad's shitting.
That's going to be his one memory.
Maybe he'll stay off social media, or whenever he meets like a social media superstar, he'll be like, why do I smell poop? I'll have like a Pavlovian response. Yeah, it's the only times I let him see trick shots on my phone because I'm just like, this is a disgusting act and you shouldn't be subjected to this, but also people are creepy and you have to be near me. This episode of Male Models is sponsored by Helix Sleep. Guys, here's the reality. You're not sleeping right and you're spending mad time in your bed and you're also not living correctly, and it's incumbent on you to listen to your uncles Josh and Joe and understand this, that I've recently had my Helix mattress for the last, give it 8 weeks. I've never slept so well in my life, and I'm not kidding here. This isn't like a typical read. This is from a satisfied user who's also getting paid. I am so comfortable. It is giving me the most perfect balance of firm yet soft. And I know what you're thinking. Ew. But firm and soft is what you're looking for in your mattress. Look, Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Why would you buy a mattress made for someone else? With Helix, you're getting a mattress that you know will be perfect for the way you sleep.
Everybody's unique and Helix knows that, so they have several different mattresses models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. Mattress is great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. A mattress is great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pains. And even a Helix Plus mattress for plus-size sleepers.
I fall asleep right away. If I even look at it too long outside of the mattress, I fall asleep. I wake up on the ground.
They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Plus, they'll even pick it up if you don't love it. But you will. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away.
Just go to helixsleep.com/male models, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will get you the best sleep of your life.
Helix is offering $200 off all mattresses and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/male models.
That's helixsleep.com/male models. No, let me do it.
Oh.
Male models.
Thank you, Helix Sleep, for sponsoring this episode.
Hey, Helix Sleep, good looking out.
Can we get right into the nitty gritty of everything?
You know what? I'm ready for the nitty and also the gritty.
Skittles lawsuit. What the heck?
Who's suing Skittles and why?
There's a known toxin that's unsafe to eat. The candy makers Mars responded that they don't comment on the pending litigation. They say that their use of titanium dioxide complies with the FDA. From what I hear, it's banned in the UK, but it's like, I think it's like frowned upon here.
It's not frowned. It's all over the place. Titanium dioxide I've seen on a lot of labels.
Oh, well, we're not supposed to be eating it, but that someone's suing them over it.
You know what? You're not supposed to do a lot of things. Like, I heard of a famous athlete who was kind of publicly anti-vax, who my buddy told me the other day they did cocaine together at a club in Miami. And I'm like, how are you going to be anti-vax and snorting cocaine with my friend who's a scumbag?
Did you also see that the Subway's being sued over its 100% tuna claim?
Huh?
Oh, you didn't know?
No, tell me everything. Good ads this week. Or I'm sorry, good news this week, Joe.
Thanks.
The good stories.
A federal judge says a woman's lawsuit against Subway can move forward, refusing the restaurant's claim to dismiss the suit that alleges its tuna sandwiches partially or wholly lack tuna.
Yeah, I think that's something that if you are surprised by that or upset by that, you've been lying to yourself every time you went to Subway.
But here's the kicker. A marine biologist analyzed 20 samples of the tuna offerings from 20 different Subway restaurants and found no detectable tuna DNA sequences whatsoever in 19 samples.
No tuna whatsoever?
Whatsoever.
So what's in it?
It says there's other types of animal DNA such as chicken and pork, and I assume some kind of tuna flavoring. But that's pretty bananas if that's true. We'll find out.
That can't be true.
I think it is.
Maybe it's a California roll, right? Where like it's not actually crab, it's like pollock.
Well, yeah. That, I think that's what it is. But they're just marketing it as tuna.
Right. But there shouldn't be chicken in it, in pork. That's ridiculous. Like,
but why though? Because that's like a...
Do you not know what pollock is?
No. And I'll be honest, now that 16 minutes has passed, Allegra, is that like an allergy medicine?
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus. That's okay. Some people are like you. You're the voice of the people.
Yeah, I'm reaching. I'm on their behalf.
Yeah, the people are only smart adjacent. Pollock, like, basically, the fake crab in most California rolls is just like a bunch of small bottom feeder fish that they ground up like in a fish bologna. Then they put crab seasoning and like make it look like pink.
Right.
And they make it look like crab.
Yeah, and it's delicious.
Oh, it's super good.
And you're still getting protein from it. It's just not exactly crab meat.
And there's nothing Japanese about it.
Nope.
I wonder if there's anything in Japan that they would call a Japanese roll. Tokyo roll, right? Because like we're in America having a California roll. Like, does Tokyo have like something that's so Tokyo?
The Tokyo roll.
The Tokyo roll. Think about that.
Are you taking me to Tokyo still or no?
Yeah, I'm down to clown. We can do a bunch of things.
Okay. I'm ready.
Listen, life is long.
That's not the phrase.
Right.
I've been living wrong this whole time.
Life is long, though, kind of, if you live it right.
It is, but...
People bullshit a lot.
They do. I'm ready to, like, move forward with all the steps in life, man.
I think you're getting out of the game.
How so?
I think you're about to, like, flip it on its head.
Eventually, yeah.
I think you're about to turn it upside down and then back around.
For sure.
I think you're about to take off on a jetpack full of dreams.
I mean, I'm ready to go.
I'm just constantly impressed with you. Like, and everyone who checks up on you with me, they'll be like, how's Joe? And I'll be like, he's a real estate mogul now.
Do people actually check up with you?
Yeah. Like, my mom's like, why didn't you invest with Joe? I'm like, because I'm stupid.
Yeah. When I first told you that I was investing in real estate, were you confident in my abilities?
Yeah, I was. I'm just a scaredy cat. Right. So I let my mom invest for me and lose all my money in the stock market and some Bitcoin stuff.
That way you don't blame yourself.
Yeah. I just, you know, I like to infantilize myself, so I don't even have access to my own bank accounts. Is my mom stealing from me? Maybe. Am I okay with it? I'm getting there.
I think I can speak on behalf of all the modelers that your yeah has rubbed off on me so hard, and I'm sure it's rubbed off on everybody else listening to this, where people are just unknowingly saying, yeah.
You would be a feral dog without me, Joe.
Yeah, for sure. I'd be in the streets.
I'm so glad I have you, and I'm so glad you have me.
Yeah, we take care of each other.
This was meant to be. It was. Hey, Tammy Topics here. Did you know Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg let loose with tequila and a $4,000 dinner in New York City? The dinner came out to approximately $4,000, an insider tells us, noting that there were about 15 to 20 people in the group all together. Hart and Wahlberg have respective net worths of about $450 million and $400 million. Hart and Wahlberg dined on chicken satay, steamed sea bass, and lobster.
I'm just trying to imagine the amount of satay they had to get up to $4,000.
I mean, it's a fair amount of satay, but there's 15 to 20 people, so that's not that crazy.
No, I don't understand why that's an article.
So Newsday.
Yeah.
But I can't wait. Like, that is, and some might call me miserly, and they wouldn't be wrong. Look up miserly.
Stop using these big words for us.
Some might call me a little cheap, and they wouldn't be wrong. I'm a little penny conscious, but that's like the first thing. If I had like a big bag, if we were making like big bags, that would be the first thing I would do. Every dinner would be thousands of dollars and I would be tipping a disgusting amount. If I left and the waiter and or waitress didn't cry, I didn't do my job.
Cry from what reason?
From looking at the tip I left
them. Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Like if they're not like, you just changed my life, I didn't do enough.
Sometimes you can start doing that with the people across the table from you.
No, because we're partners.
I know.
I can't do it for you because then it's going to like mess up the power dynamic. And it's not going to feel as good as when you finally get there.
That's not true. I'll feel the same. If you just gave me money, I'd appreciate it.
I know there's truth in every joke. And I think there's a part of you that really wants me to give you money.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to say it here first. I'm not against it.
Guys, we're going to level with you. All the money that we made from the podcast has gone to my bank account, and I owe Josh a lot of money.
No, you owe me a lot of money. And look how trusting I am.
What are you going to ask for it?
Again, dude, I'm infantilized.
Just take it.
You don't offer it. Does Ilya ask for the money right away?
No, because me and him have a bank account set up for it, and he does all the finances.
Ooh, do you? Interesting.
Do you think that you can live running away from the police?
No.
You'd get caught right away?
Yes, and from what I've seen, it, and granted, this does not apply to everyone, we know this, but if you're pretty, like, here's the thing, cops get lied to all day.
All day.
So if when they come to your window and they're like, you know, I'm stopping you, and you go, yeah, or like, I could guess, too fast. You be the cop, and you be the cop. Hi.
Sir, why do you have a roll-down window?
Sorry?
You don't have a power window, sir?
No, it's a 2002 Nissan Sentra.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Too fast.
Nope. Too cute.
Huh.
Those eyes.
Same here, officer.
You mean that?
Yeah. You get in.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a pretty roomy two-door.
What was that sound you just made?
I opened the door.
That's not what that sounded like.
Yeah, it did.
You have no, you're not great at Foley. That's a Hollywood term for sound effects. It would be more like this. Nice car.
Nice. So do you know how the rules of the world work, sir?
Why do you have to make it like this?
What? That's where we were going.
That's where you were going because you have sick fantasies. I don't even want to know what your Pornhub search tab looks like. I was about to get out of that ticket really cute.
Okay, how? I'm in the car. Now what?
No, you're not in the car. You can't come in my car. And that's not proper procedure.
Okay, fine. Sir, you went speeding 15 over. License and
registration. Jinx.
Give it to me.
I already have it out. I'm ready.
Give it to me.
No, I want to make your day easy. Here.
Thank you.
No problem.
I'll be right back.
Look what else I gave you.
I'm not looking anymore.
It's a BevMo gift card. Hope you like hard kombucha.
I do have a party that I got to go to tonight.
Hey, get a couple cases on me.
All right. I'm going to check and make sure that you're not have a warrant on you.
Warrant me? Come on.
Click, 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 click.
What'd it pull up?
You're wanted in Florida.
For that murder.
I found my old goal list from when I first moved to California.
Mm.
I made it like 3 months into it.
And what was it?
Guess what goal number 7 was?
Meet Josh Peck?
Shoot a video with Josh Peck.
That's the most New Jersey wish list I've ever seen.
Guys.
Damn.
Dreams come true here in LA.
Six is get a Louis Vuitton wallet, and eight is get a Louis Vuitton keychain. That is some New Jersey hit.
It's pretty funny, huh?
Dude, so I know you asked, but I was at the oral surgeon earlier today.
How'd that go?
I have that shit, that TMJ.
Okay.
You know what that is?
You sleep with your mouth open.
No, I grind at night, and I get such a tight jaw that I'm in terrible pain most of the day.
Really?
Yeah, baby.
Throbbing?
Throbbing.
Ow.
And sharp. They made me describe the pain. I said throbbing and sharp. Thorping. I'm in thorping pain all day. So when they're making you describe the pain, they also ask, like, do you have any stress in your life or anything? Like, because, you know, TMJ is from stress. And one of the questions is, do you have any nervousness or anxiety? And I wanted to be like, why don't you just ask if I'm Jewish? I just said, are you Jewish? Like, that's a Sarah Silverman joke. You know how, like, a lot of hot tubs or pools will have a sign that says, if you've had diarrhea,
don't go in.
Don't go in. If you've had diarrhea or stomach issues in the last 14 days, don't go in. And Sarah Silverman goes, why don't you just post a sign that says no Jews allowed? So, long story short, I might have to get Botox in my jaw. Great YouTube video.
Actually?
Yeah.
What is that going to do?
It'll basically paralyze the muscle in my jaw that's like constantly gnawing away at night and grinding and giving me pain. And it'll basically relax the muscle, which is why I've been in pain.
But it's a good YouTube video, like you said.
God, it's good. God, it's good.
It's also a good podcast title.
Okay, so you know how you just surprised me with a dog?
Uh-huh.
We'll have a little surprise for you, Joe.
Okay.
A little surprise.
Josh is on his phone right now. He's pulling something up.
Okay. I want you to know something about me. You know I'm Kathy Charitable, right?
Yeah, you make donations left and right.
And you know that look, here's the reality. I give back. I don't take.
Okay.
You know, I give it away. I'm overpaid.
You hang out with Jonah all the time.
I've gotten too much in this life. So on August 25th of this, of August, August 25th of August. July. So on August 25th, Thursday, I'm doing something called a dinner and a conversation at a restaurant in LA called the Milky Way. And it's part of their summer book series. And some of the money will go to charity. And it's a great way. It's a small restaurant, but it's basically going to be like my only like official book signing book kind of event in LA.
Okay.
Los Angeles.
California.
The city of angels. By the way, it's on August 25th at 6:30. Now, I'm going to be talking to someone at the event about my book.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be insane food at the Milky Way restaurant. So good.
Did you pick this because it's named after a candy bar?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's going to be an incredible dinner, an incredible talk. You're going to get a night full of me. I mean, what more could you ask for?
Who are you talking to against?
So that's what brings me to you, Joe.
Shut up!
Would you
actually
like to be the moderator for my book talk at the Milky Way restaurant? Proceeds, at least some of it, going to charity on August 25th at 6:30 p.m.
You really want me?
They said I could have anyone. They said I could get John Stamos. I said, been there, done that.
Shut up. Did they really suggest Stamos?
Yeah, and you know what I said?
What?
I tried. No, you know what? First of all, it's a light lift. It's probably going to be, you know, 20-ish minutes. You know me, I'm the shtick machine. I don't really need you.
You just need an alley-oop guy.
But it's a nice thing. Yeah, you know what? Listen, just stand there and give me the fucking ball.
When do you need to tell them by?
Today.
Okay, great.
By the time this podcast comes out.
My answer?
Yes.
Will be revealed.
On the next episode of Male Models. If you say no, Joe.
I'm not going to talk to you till next week about it.
Okay.